The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 7:41 here on WPHM. Port Huron City Council met last night briefly. It was a short meeting. Joining us right now, the Mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rep. Mayor Rep, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
It was a quick one last night, one of the quicker ones in recent memory.
Absolutely. I think it was only 15 minutes. There was not a lot on our agenda last night. So, not a brief meeting.
Yeah. A couple of things I wanted to mention, though. A couple of property transfers or sales of property, vacant lots in the city that otherwise would just sit there, but you had property owners that were interested in having those.
That's true. And, you know, we've encouraged that over the years, that if there's a vacant piece of property that's right next to you, adjoining you, and in a lot of cases, it's not big enough to build anything on. So we've encouraged people that are, you know, they're, like I said, the next door neighbors to ask to purchase those pieces of property. Then they can just include it as part of their property. And in a lot of cases, people that live next door have been taking care of it anyway. I mean, although it is our responsibility and we have, if it's our property, to go out and mow the lawn and do that type of thing. And of course we do, but in a lot of cases you find the next door neighbor does it anyways. So we always like to do this if we can, and it adds to their property value.
One of these was a resident who just wanted to have that lot next door. Another one, I believe, was a church that is rebuilding after a fire, right?
Yes, the Zion Church is rebuilding their church after the fire last year, so they needed some extra property to do that, and so we sold that to them as well. Right now they're doing their church services and actually using our office building to do that. So I wish them well in getting their church rebuilt.
Absolutely. It's a monumental effort, and they're moving full speed ahead on that. Anything else coming up on the horizon that we should be looking for that City Council is going to be taking on?
Well, actually, the next thing on the horizon is our budget, and that's probably why we haven't had a lot of things on the agenda. The last meeting, the staff is working hard to put together the proposed budget for 23-24. Boy, that sounds a long ways away, but it's not. You know, budget year starts in July, so usually we get the budget in April, which is next month, from the administration, and then we set a public hearing in May, and then meet as a council in May, because it needs to be adopted by the end of May. Is the requirement that it's adopted so that has at least 30 days before it goes into effect. So they're, you know, busy working on that. So that will be the next thing that we have on the horizon. We are meeting, though, having a special meeting on the 13th, I believe it is, of April, to discuss the Southside Initiative. That was the report that was brought forth here toward the end of the year last year. And which was only a couple months ago, but we're going to have a sit down and have a work session on that.
What are you hoping to achieve in that meeting, Mayor?
Well, I think that, you know, certainly the staff has been working on putting together a district down there. So like a neighborhood corridor or district, or looking at all different options. And so we want to hear what they've come up with on that. We also really have not had the opportunity to sit down and just discuss the report in and of itself and what items that we can address. I mean, certainly there was a lot of things in that report that people want to see happen down there on the south side. So we need to get together as a group to discuss and see what it is that we can tackle.
You mentioned the budget work ongoing right now on the budget for the next fiscal year. Other than the ARPA funds, which there are still some available, anything that you anticipate in the upcoming budget that's going to be different from recent years?
No, not really. The only one thing that I know that we're going to have to tackle is the refuse collection, which at the last meeting we approved the bid for the refuse collection, which is MTERRA, which is the current one that we have. However, the price has gone up quite a bit, and so we do have to tackle that issue. And you know, because what we get out of our millage that goes toward that cost of trash collection is not quite going to meet that. So we have to figure that one out.
All right. Very good. Well, Mayor, we appreciate your time as always, and we'll talk again very soon.
Yes. Have a good day, Paul.
You too. Bye-bye.